everyone. My name is Franklin.
Hi, this is Myra, and we are
doing the... Wait, your audio totally just fucked up.
What the hell?
So guys, actually, we're gonna leave that in. I thought we would edit it out, but I think it actually is funny because we are working remotely.
We are working remotely right now.
Right.
On a Saturday night. I am currently watching a live stream of a club. Like, who does that?
Where is this live stream?
Oh, sorry. I'm watching it from, it's a club in San Diego called, what is it called? Richards? Richie's? Rich. Rich in Rich. San Diego.
Riches.
Because we're currently in quarantine and we have not been able to go out anywhere. So I am watching the club from my comfort of my own bedroom.
And we'll let you guys know that we're both practicing social distancing. So we're not working together. We're actually working remotely and recording.
Just to be clear,
just in case anyone's worried about me and anyone wants to send me, you know, like a nice gift package and letting me know.
A care package, please, because.
Right. Or a care package. All right, so we're going to go right in. Today is Saturday, March what? I've lost count.
It's March 28th.
Yep, and it's Saturday night, and we're here to just pretty much discuss anything regarding pop culture, news, and music. What else? Just anything,
just
really.
Just anything, just cheesement. Oh, can you cuss on here?
Oh, I don't know. We might need to beep that out. Whoops.
Oh, my God. Sorry, we're hot messes right now. We don't know what we're doing. This is our first time.
Yeah, and so the reason we're starting a podcast is really because we've always wanted to, but also this is a perfect time to be creative. And with all the time that we have to just be at home and chill, it's just an easy way for us
chill.
To
kind
of... Right. It allows us to stay creative and stay active and, you know, kind of keep up to date with what's going on.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to start off with talking about coronavirus.
Oh, no. The big C word.
The big virus, the pandemic.
What's the proper name for it, though? Coming from a medical professional?
I'm getting my master's in public health, for those who don't know. But I don't necessarily work in I work in healthcare. I just don't work directly in a hospital or outpatient clinic. So I don't really know necessarily like all the info and deets, but
you do know the deets,
but there's a lot to it. We'll just, the coronavirus will be short. I mean, we'll use COVID-19 to talk about it.
It's
now
really
on.
Turned our lives upside down for
it's
sure.
Insane. So the current LA shutdown, how do you feel about that?
It's crazy. Like, just, you know, when you're watching the daily news and your governor and your mayor are both giving briefings like every afternoon, it's like, it's serious stuff, you know?
Yeah, it's a little anxiety inducing.
No, it is. I'll be honest. Like, when all this first started, I was definitely on an edge, you know? I was just very of all this, just not knowing, and like, just, you know, everyone was still working at the time before we all got to work from home. And it was just like, what is happening? Like, I just didn't have a full understanding of it.
Yeah, and I think I might have freaked out some of my friends.
Yes.
The reality is, the second I heard this was happening in like China and then like Italy, I was really keeping up to date with everything that was going on all over the world. I kind of obsessed with anything like pandemic or like with crazy.
That's
news
a weird obsession, but I mean.
It's almost like conspiracy theories. Like, that person.
You're
that like,
yeah.
Like investigative reporting, like 60 minutes, 48 hours. Those are my shows. Like,
I love to
know what's going on. I want to find out what's going on. And for those that don't know, I wanted to get into like investigative reporting a long time ago and almost got into forensic science and all of that back in my day.
back in your like 10 years ago days? Yeah.
Yeah. Like it was like something I really wanted to get into. So when I see like stuff like this happening, I certainly obsess, and I know my friends are probably ignoring all of my texts, but I like keep up with all the news articles. I keep up with like data and like the CDC. But I also think it's important to know what's happening. Let's just talk about our local grocery store, which is like maybe 10 minutes away. And my sisters were, you know, there not too long ago. Somebody tested positive at that Vallarta. For those that don't know, in Woodland Hills here in the San Fernando Valley, someone tested positive, and some employees there are being tested now and being, isolated for 14 days. So just like that, like that hits really close to home. And like, that's the kind of things that I want to know. But it also freaks me out, and it makes me realize that I probably shouldn't be grocery shopping, at least for minor things. Maybe if I know, like, okay, there's no food, maybe I should go. But I've stocked up at Costco. I think Costco. I'm ready. Yeah, Costco is your friend.
Oh, is it really? Okay. I mean, there's no more free samples, but okay. I guess.
I know. I remember when they announced that they were going to not do the free samples anymore. I'm like, oh, now
shit's
I know
getting real.
Serious.
And you know what? It's funny. Like, I think when that was announced, like the specific Costco, and like they weren't going to do samples no more, I was like, all right, what is really going on? Like that, I think that's when it started for me.
Right.
Like really paying attention. I was just kind of like, oh, damn. Like, yeah. Like, that's a big.
It's real.
Yeah. So that's when I started paying attention, like way after you like knew about it. But that, yeah, that's when it kind of like woke me up and be like, oh, okay, shit's getting real. That,
yeah.
And then the closure of the school, like the whole entire school district. Like, I was like, that's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Yeah. And like, I think like the number one thing, and you know, one of my friends in San Diego sent me this article pretty much saying like, we need to flatten the curve. And like, she mentioned this a little bit before.
See, and I had never heard that term until like I saw it in the news.
Yeah, because I feel like the U.S. outlets with all the news media, they're kind of slow. And
it's
messy. I mean, we know they're being regulated, but let's not get into that. Again, mm-hmm. That's a conspiracy theorist in me.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about
that. I won't go there. But I will say, like, our news media is very late in reporting things around the world and everything. And like, there could be a million reasons, but the reality is that we are trying to flatten the curve. And for those that are kind of unaware with what that means is, what we're trying to do is get less people to get sick all at once. We don't want to get everyone into the healthcare facilities all at once, because if that happens, then we're overwhelming our hospitals, our clinics, and then there's no way that we're going to be able to treat everyone who's sick. So by staying home, which is really important for everyone to realize, is that everyone needs to, you know, practice that.
So just to backtrack on the stay at home, so we are broadcasting from, we're in Southern California, Los Angeles.
Yeah.
So our stay-at-home order just went into effect a week ago. So it went into effect when?
Maybe last Friday?
No, I don't think I was working from home yet. Oh, yeah. No. It was actually, last Thursday, because Friday was going to be my last day at work before working remotely. And I remember I was watching the news Thursday afternoon, and I was like, I was worried. I was like, but I'm supposed to go to work tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Like, I have to go to my last day of work. Like, I was nervous. Like, I was just like, so should I go? Should I not? Okay, yeah. So it's already been a little over a week since our stay at home order began here.
Yeah, and here in LA, you know, for those, you know, all over the world.
Or all over the country.
All over the country. LA, like, people go hiking out here. We go to the beach. We go out all the time, like, especially when it's sunny. I mean, it's sunny all the time. But people don't listen to orders. So last weekend, what ended up happening was that everyone went hiking to, like, these popular places. Malibu Pier, like, it was filled with like hundreds of people just like surfing and go to the restaurants.
Like, it was like regular life. Like, if the mayor hadn't just
said like stay at home,
like I was like, right. Okay. Yeah.
So it was pretty extreme. And so then our mayor announced this past Friday, which was yesterday.
Props to him,
yeah,
by the way.
Pretty much saying, I know he's been really good, and I, you know, his speeches are a lot more entertaining, I feel like, to listen to. And I feel like he's a little bit more compassionate than Trump. But again, we're not there unless you want to go there. That'll be our
podcast.
Next episode.
That's not podcast. Us. That's not me.
But we're inclusive.
Okay, I know.
Just because you're a Republican doesn't mean we don't like you. You know what? This is a Republican.
Okay. Anyway, you were saying.
Myra's like, what is that? But pretty much our mayor was saying, guys, like, this is serious. So they ended up closing down all the state parks and beaches, and parking's not available, readily available in all of those locations. So people can't go hiking. I mean, I'm sure people still are.
People are secretly hiking. I know it.
Yeah, right. No, I mean, it's still happening. I'm not up to date today with the information, but I believe at one point New York had a younger age group that was testing positive for coronavirus. Again, our younger generation here in the U.S. for some reason are not comprehending or understanding, like, we need to stay home or we're going to see, you know, what happened in Italy or in China. And I think it's kind of hard to really comprehend what's happening too, because it's kind of like a silent killer. Like, yes, the virus exists and people get sick,
but a lot of people don't think that it does.
But anyways, it's just here in LA, life is a little sad right now.
No, I mean, look, if for those of the you that don't know, I mean, we were born and raised here in Los Angeles. Like, we are very into, like, the nightlife, into entertainment, into
trying new restaurants.
For me personally, I'm a big movie goer. I'm a film lover. I watch movies all the time. And
I mean, she literally goes to the movies by herself.
Whatever. He thinks it's a big problem. It's not. I love it.
Look, I'm just that kind of person that can't go to the movies alone. People who know me, like, I like human interaction.
I can do without it. That's what I'm doing fine, right? I think. During this quarantine, I've been okay. I know some people are probably, like, fucking freaking out. But living in Los Angeles, like, entertainment's a big thing. I work in the entertainment industry, and it's just, like, it's a thing. It's a big thing, and, you know, all this shutdown of, like, you know, just all the nightlife stuff, it's been a big effect. Like, why do you think I'm watching a live stream of a damn club right now? Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, and I can relate. Like, I like going to the beach. I don't like necessarily going to the movies. I think the last time I went to the movies was, like, I don't know, years ago. But I do like to go out, like, the nightlife. I like trying new restaurants. And I feel so restricted. And all I do now is, like, pretty much work and all of my and focus on my homework. I mean, I'm in grad school. I'm at San Diego State, and it's always, like, homework and work. And it's, like, repeat. And I'm like, okay, I need, like, a moment to just, like, breathe. I want to go to the beach. I want to go to a new restaurant. I want to go out. I want to go clubbing with Myra and, like, all my other friends. Like, I want to do normal LA things, and I just feel restricted.
Yeah.
But also, on a positive note, I mean, let's not be Debbie
Downers.
I
know.
I think it gives us an opportunity to kind of self-reflect and see why, you know, how do we feel about this and what can we focus on? And I think there are other things. Like, again, we're starting a podcast because we felt like, hey, there's ample time to do it. So why not be creative now? Good things are coming out of it.
We like to talk and...
We don't shut up.
Yeah, we don't shut up. And, like, it's been hard, like, not seeing your friends. Like, it's crazy.
Right. I know. All of our friends are like, you guys are insane. I mean, seriously, Myra and I, we love to go out. We like to hang out with, like, different group of people, try new places together. We're always, like, out on the road. So, yeah, like, this is difficult, but it's kind of nice because, like, Myra and I communicate almost every day, which is insane.
Too much.
Just
kidding. Shut up.
But we also want to touch on some, like, pop culture. And, I mean, Vanessa Hudgens, Andy Cohen, Tom Hanks.
That was, like, all the beginning. Like, okay, my thing right now is too many people are doing IG lives because nobody has anything to do. And I'm like, damn, like, some of these people have not been, like, ever on lives. Like, these celebrities are going crazy in their mansions. Like, it's...
Right. It's let's discuss Vanessa Hudgens first.
She started this all.
She started this pandemic.
No, she didn't. Well,
I'm kidding. Pretty much, she was very light about the situation. Like, she didn't understand the seriousness, and she's like, "Well, people are gonna die no matter what." And it's like, and I just was like, "Girl, like, I mean, yes, people will die, but, like, we can't be just, like, throwing it out there like it doesn't mean anything. So I don't know, she got a lot of backlash and a lot of people went after her on social media. And then she later apologized, but you know what?
I was like, laughing at that apology. I was like, oh my God, girl, get out of here. Like, you right. said what you said. Once something is uploaded on the internet, like, that's it. It's permanent. It's there forever.
Right. And then it was like reposted and like now she doesn't talk on IG Live. But you know what? Girl, learn.
Now, I think somebody took her phone away probably. Be like,
someone took her phone away. You know what? Like, the cops came and said, girl, give me your phone.
Oh my God. I think like when she did that on Instagram, I think people were on Twitter were like, oh my God, Zac Efron, like, come get your girl. I was like, no, they're long over with. Like, why the fuck would you bring Zac Efron?
High School Musical happened like 20 years
like,
ago, guys.
Get like, over it.
Let's not talk about
that.
Yeah.
I don't know. People are just sad that they're not a thing anymore. Yeah. But
dude, so the people that tested positive, I guess, I mean, there's a bunch more, but Andy Cohen, Tom Hanks, and Colton Underwood, like, what? Like, they are surrounded by a lot of people. There's production teams and, like, movies that they're shooting, I'm sure, and shows, like The Bachelor. Like, what? I mean, I don't know much.
Wait, who's this Colton Underwood?
My understanding is that he was either The Bachelor or he was in a... Yeah. Mm. I don't know. He was really good looking, but, you know... So that's why he's on our list.
Yeah, but like I was like, I feel like I heard that name, but then I haven't because I don't watch those Bachelor fucking those other shows.
Yeah. Mm. Beep beep beep. I don't know if we're allowed to cut. I'm like, I don't know if we're allowed to cut.
Beep. But anyways, I was like so devastated for Tom Hanks because like he's like one of my favorite actors. Like he's one of my faves. Right. So it's like, no, not Tom Hanks. Like, I remember somebody, I like commented to somebody and I was like, no, like in captions. I was like, not Woody. I was like, come on.
I'm sure she texted me that, but like I was in the middle of like trying to get my in-home office working and I'm like, yeah, whatever. Tom Hanks had it.
You knew. Why didn't you comfort me? Why didn't you support me? I was so sad.
That's crazy. But let's talk about the live IG concerts.
Oh my God. I am loving it. I think this past week, like, yeah, I'm totally loving all the live IG concerts because all these artists had to cancel tours or had to cancel appearances because of this. And like, that's so sad to me.
I would say my favorite one, and it was really early on, probably like last week or something. No, Maluma.
Oh my God. Can we not? This is like a whole other podcast episode you could probably make up about this.
So there was, okay, so let's backtrack a little. I kind of exposed Maluma to Myra and like telling her what music he has.
I mean, like he was like always around, but like I didn't really pay attention until way before we saw him in concert. But I think it was.
Right. Well, here's the thing, that night of like that we were supposed to go to this concert, like I told Myra, hey, let's buy tickets, let's go to this concert. I have a lot of homework and I'm not supposed to go out, but if I focus, I know that I can get this done and then we can do this concert. She's like, are you sure? And I'm like, no, it's Maluma. Like, I will do anything.
And
let me tell you, that
him.
Day, that day I was, like,
no.
I was like, no, that day I was like, I don't even know how I did it. I passed an exam. I like did an essay and I don't know. It was a bunch of homework and I completed it. And then we were at Maluma and then she fell in love.
Yeah. And then he's been doing all these IG lives and I just, every time it like, I get like notifications like, oh, whoever like went live, I was like automatically kick on there. Like, I don't even like waste like a minute. I was like, I have to see what he's up to. Because
yeah.
It's always
and
a
the
surprise.
Good thing is like he's humble. Like I like the fact that he acknowledges that
and
this
he's
is
super hot
like a
and humble.
World problem. Yeah, let's throw that in there. But let's also discuss like parents becoming teachers. Because
oh, God, I don't have to do
that. Thank God I don't either. Like, no offense to you parents out there, but like every parent has gone insane. They've either posted it on Facebook, on Snapchat, or like Instagram, like saying, I don't know how much longer I can deal with like my kids at home.
And mind you, like the people that like, okay, like it's hard, but it's like imagine the people that have like three kids all in different like age groups and stuff, like, or like mm-mm. one kid.
It's insane. Like, how are you supposed to teach all these kids and then also do your work from like, let's just say like 9 to 6 or 9 to 5? Like, how are you supposed to juggle both when, first of all, like, I understand your kids are at home, And like you have, if you're working from home, you still have those priorities. But how are you supposed to do both? Because what are you going to start, you know, homework with your kids at 5 o'clock or like school at 5 o'clock? No, like it doesn't work that way. So I'm sure it's difficult. And
I give a
mad props to all those parents, because I
God bless
would
you.
Not be able to handle it. God bless you. And if any of you guys that we know are parents, I'll buy you a drink when we get out of this quarantine.
Yes, make that a double. Right? I will buy you two. How about that?
Right. But now, how long are we going to be in this quarantine?
Oh my God.
In home. What is it? What's the name for this? In home.
Stay at home order.
Stay at home. Yeah, like, well, how long are we?
It's supposed to be in place until April 19th, but I don't think it's, I don't know. I think we're going to go longer than that.
Yeah, I mean, I can't, like, I pretty much, I don't think I'm returning back to work till June. And then what's your date?
I didn't get a date.
Oh, yeah, like, it's just, and I heard some studios in the entertainment business are not coming back until July. Like,
yeah,
what is happening? Like, I feel like this quarantine is definitely going to take, it's going to be a long time. I mean, I had trips to go to San Francisco, Vegas.
Yeah, we all
I canceled
had
my
trips.
Europe trip. Like, it just sucks. Oh, dude, and Spain.
Yep.
Spain's getting hit really hard. There's a bunch, their numbers are going up in death tolls, and it's just insane.
Everything's just getting pushed back, rescheduled, postponed, canceled. Like, it's crazy. And
right.
To bring that up, our number one event that is supposed to happen 2 weeks from now got postponed till October. Yes, and I am talking about Coachella.
Coachella. What? Like, what? We were so ready. We had our nice place set up.
We had our group. Everything.
Yeah, like we were like, I had requested my days off on my business calendar. I already had Coachella that Thursday, Friday, whatever it was. I'm like, I will be missing MIA from work, from life. I'm at Coachella.
Yeah.
But dude, like, so yes, I was disappointed at first because I'm like, damn, Coachella is being canceled. But I don't mind a festival in the fall season.
I've been to festivals in the fall.
Uh-huh. So tell us about it.
The last festival that I went to back in 2017, I went to New Orleans for the Voodoo Music Festival. Never been to New Orleans. I've always wanted to go. And it was like, it took place the weekend before Halloween. But it was great. Like, the weather was great. I mean, yeah, it rained, I think, on the first day. But, like, it wasn't anything so bad that, like, it canceled the festival or whatever.
Right. Like, I mean, we're not going to be able to wear our little booty shorts.
Yeah.
And
oh, my God. Put them booty shorts away. Like, you can't wear them.
Oh, God. I mean, I'm just like curious because Coachella, I mean,
the
I don't
weather.
Know, I don't know the entire history of Coachella, but I don't think Coachella's ever been done in the fall season, has it?
I want to say back. Like, the very first Coachella, I think, did take place. It didn't take place.
Like,
in
before
the
it was mainstream, I would say.
Yeah, because back like in, like because the festival started back in 1999.
Right.
And that's when it would literally.
Give us that background, girl.
And
that history.
And that's when it was. It used to be. It'd be way before it got expanded to 3 days. Like, it was a 1 day thing. And yeah, I think the first, I can probably get some facts.
All right. Well, let's do our research. Well, you know what? Like, my biggest thoughts are, okay, you know, Coachella is all about music. Myra and I really enjoy live music. For those that don't know, like, I grew up with like an instrumental type family. Everyone kind of plays an instrument. We have like we have a guitar, piano, and like a bunch of other things, but like I never really learned anything. But whenever I'm around live music, I feel comforted and I really enjoy it. And Coachella has a lot of live music. Yes, it's like very commercialized. There's a lot of famous people that go to them and like big artists, but there's also a lot of artists that come from all around the world. And Myra has literally taken me to some sets where I'm like, what is that?
But he fell in love and he didn't judge me for it.
No, I know. Like, there's no judgment zone. Like, I like to listen to new music, like, anyone who's a musician, I really like to
explore that
and, like, listen and, you know, enjoy it. So, like, no.
Okay,
no
so
judgment.
Fun fact, can I push that? So, yes, I was correct. The very first Coachella 1999 took place October 9th through October 10th, 2019. 1999, I'm sorry. So yeah, it's wow. been in October. The very first Coachella took place in October. So
that's crazy.
I think we're gonna be fine.
Right. No, we're gonna survive. I'm like, what do you think the outfits are gonna look like? Because you
it's
obviously
gonna be
know
Halloween costumes, I know. Because it's gonna be
like you guys have no idea. Like here in LA, like the malls shut, like it almost like every store has like some sort of Coachella theme during that season. And like I don't know what the fall season's gonna look like. Are they gonna be like sweaters?
Well, yeah, like, well, because look, you gotta think about it. We're gonna be in the desert. It gets cold in the desert yeah. in the fall.
Oh, yeah, it's freezing.
So, bitch, just be prepared to dress nice and warm. Honestly,
I need a cuddle buddy.
hello.
Hello, listeners.
Hello, he needs a
I
cuddle
have extra
buddy.
Passes. Come to Coachella.
I have an extra sleeping bag.
Actually, we're not camping this year.
I know we're
year.
Not.
We've camped every year, and honestly, Meyer and I have never really had complaints about camping. We're kind of troopers. Hey, like, put us anywhere, we'll figure
but
it out. We know
how
to do it.
We wanted to be adults this year because we're 30. Yeah. Well, Franklin's going to be 30.
Oh, God, I'm turning 30. God.
I mean, we just wanted to, like, go out with the bay, you know?
Well, yeah, we're thriving, and we're like, you know what? Like, let's get a condo. Why not? Let's get a house. Yeah. And we did, and we got a good group. And you know what? Anyone who's really close to us and wants to come, hit me up. Let's make it happen.
There's still room.
Trust me. I bought a bunch of passes last year, and I was able to distribute to some of my friends. And, like, we, you know, got that figured out. But, yeah, it's awesome. Like, let's make it happen. Let's go to Coachella in the fall season.
It's going
to
be fun.
Our next topic.
Yes.
Do you want to announce it?
What is it? Hold on.
The new albums.
Okay, so speaking of music,
Myra's like, wait, I'm
but
lost.
Since we made
Coachella took over my life.
No, but since we made this list, obviously it's been updated. But
yeah,
I'm a big music person. I try to keep up to date with all the new stuff. So during this quarantine, we've got a lot of good music releases. Let me see, what did we get? What did I write?
I think like the first one we can kind of cover would be like The Weeknd.
The Weeknd, yes. The Weeknd came back with his new album, After Hours. It was great. I listened to it's been great.
I haven't heard the whole album.
You haven't heard the whole thing? I've done like a whole listen so far.
What?
Yeah, After Hours. Oh, he released a deluxe version. Oh, what is a deluxe? Yeah, I've listened through the whole thing. Oh, I need to add this to my... Ooh, deluxe. I'm sorry.
This is what happens with live recording. She's like, you know what? I just figured out there's a deluxe version. Let me buy it.
No, I just added it to my stories. But anyways, so yeah. So The Weeknd came out with his new album, After Hours. He had been teasing some singles that he brought out, but he released the entire album. He was on SNL a couple weekends back, and I watched that.
That was great.
That was great performance. So yeah, so I've listened to the whole thing. I really like it. Actually, I've only been a fan of The Weeknd for like past couple years. Like I wasn't even a fan like in the beginning. Like I remember hearing about The Weeknd, but like I didn't listen to him. But it wasn't until these past recent years, and then we got the chance to see him at Coachella last year, which I think back to that performance and I'm still emotional about it because I remember seeing him live. But yet, Franklin, remember the year before that, remember we were standing at the main stage and he and Selena Gomez passed right by us.
Oh, that was a moment. That was the year that we saw Katy Perry. We saw.
But
like,
who were we waiting for?
We weren't waiting. I don't remember who we were waiting for, but we definitely saw a bunch of famous people and they were right in front of us.
Like,
and we're like, oh, hey,
The Weeknd.
Hey.
Yeah. So then, and then backtrack to last year where they broke up. It was like all over the news. And like, I felt that in his performance.
Yeah.
And I was just,
and it was
like,
insane.
Oh my God.
Like, well, yeah. Cause that was my second performance of The
Weeknd
at Coachella.
That was the very first time
I ever saw him. Yeah. The first time I saw him at Coachella, I was like, this artist is amazing. Like he is amazing live. If you've never seen The Weeknd live, I will tell you, like, he is a really good performer. His music sounds much better in person. The year that I saw him was probably 2013 at Coachella, and Drake also might have performed that year, and I will say Drake's performance sucked.
Oh, like, wait. I had Drake. Gone that same year too, but I went weekend one, and that's when he brought out Madonna out of nowhere, and they made out. And I was like, oh my God, that's so disturbing. Get me out of here.
Yeah, and like I will say, like from my perspective, Drake's music sounds, I mean, I love Drake's music, but seeing him live, I was like, dude, like his performance was kind of dry.
He couldn't close out a performance. I mean, a festival.
But The Weeknd, amazing. Give him mad props.
I give it 5 stars.
Right. But with that, what did you want to segue into next, Myra?
With new music, of course. I mean, this isn't in our notes, but Bad Bunny fans, Yago. It's what?
Yo perreo sola.
Yes, so that music video came out yesterday, and that's all we've been talking about. But his album, Yo Hago Lo Que Me Da La Gana, that's been spinning for the past month. It's pure vibe.
I think I've been listening to Bad Bunny on replay, like, since I first knew, like, his song was out. The, you know, like, the singles were out. And then the album was out. It's been on complete replay. Like,
yeah, me too.
I will say this is album of the year.
It's only the third month of the year. So shit has been fire. But Bad Bunny,
COVID-19 album, he is number one.
So Bad Bunny's been spinning a lot in my headphones. Also, J Balvin came out with Colores. He's been releasing all the singles, of course. I have not, I'll be honest, have not listened to it in its entirety. Because The Weeknd literally came out the next day. And then, so I've just been going back and forth. But also J Balvin's new album.
Right, but let's go back to Bad Bunny's music video for Yo Perreo Sola. That music video was amazing, I thought.
Yeah.
I felt like it wasn't only talking to the LGBTQ+ community, but it was really talking to the world and saying like, hey, there's these social norms and we're allowed to break them. You're allowed to pretty much be whoever you want to be. And I support that 100%. And he does it so effortlessly.
He does,
and it's amazing. And I applaud for that.
I do too. No, he's great. He's definitely going to be on my radar for the longest time.
Ever since like his first songs that he's made and like all the collaborations he's also done. I mean, every song, I don't know if you guys have gone to his YouTube. A lot of his songs get like over hundreds and millions of views. I think some of his music videos have gotten billions of views. For a Latino artist to get that many views is amazing. I mean, it's crazy.
Well, yeah. Well, reggaeton and all that shit really...
It's making a comeback.
No, it's like, been really hot since last summer. Yeah. I mean, you know, I felt like I was a part of this...
movement.
Well, because...
She kind of was because, like, she kept telling me, she's like, dude, Spanish music's coming back, like reggaeton and bachata. I mean, bachata hasn't really made it come back yet.
Bachata's like, whatevs.
But whenever we listen to it, it's kind of, you know, it's hot. But it's crazy that it has made such a huge impact in mainstream outlets. Yeah. And you'll listen to, like, Spanish music all across different radio stations. And so that's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, guys... Yo Perreo Sola, go watch that music video and let us know what you think.
It's a whole vibe.
Right. Well, now, the next person on our list is Amanda Bynes.
Ew, why are we talking about her?
First of all, the reason why she's on our list is because she's dating someone from the Valley. Now,
how do you know about him?
So, I did a little bit of my research.
You did?
That's what we do. Yes. Guys, I'm really good at like
stalking people.
Not stalking, but investigative reporting when it's important. And
when it's people we don't know.
And this is Amanda Bynes and her fiance, I believe, who impregnated her.
Why are you starting rumors? Wait, okay, what's his name?
No, I don't remember his name. It doesn't matter.
Oh my god. Okay, but you said you did some investigative reporting on him.
Look, if we do all the research again, I'll find it again. But here's the thing. He apparently went to some sort of treatment where he met Amanda Bynes and, like, they hit it off.
Like rehab?
Yeah, like it might have been a rehab or like an AA meeting. Who knows? Apparently they were both in there together. They fell in love. Aww. Great. But then I figured out that he lived in San Fernando Valley, in specifically in the city of West Hills.
Wow. So,
yeah, and she's from Thousand Oaks. I mean, it's not that far from the valley. Yeah. It's maybe, what, 10 minutes away, close to Calabasas. But it, like, drives me insane thinking that, like, she just met someone from the valley and was like, you know what, I like this guy, and I'm going to get pregnant. I don't know. She's weird. I mean, no, let's not say she's weird.
She's weird. You already said it. You can't take it back.
Okay. I think it's just crazy. I mean, there's a lot. Amanda Bynes could be a whole segment, you know, by itself, because there's a lot to talk about, from her, like, top movies that she's made and, like, everyone really liking her and being that kind of, like, role model for the entertainment people coming up. Like, she never had issues. She never got arrested. And then from one day to the other, she became, like, worse than Lindsay Lohan. Like, she was going over to all these nightclubs and drinking and smoking, and she would be driving around the valley. I think she even got arrested at Van Nuys Jail, which is not too far from, you know, people she know did. In the valley. It's like in the mid-center. Yeah, she got arrested in Van Nuys Jail. I think she got caught smoking. So it's like, and let me tell you guys, people who live in the LA and in the San Fernando Valley, there's a lot of famous people that get arrested there. It's just for some reason people party out here and then get arrested. So don't drink and drive, or don't smoke and drive.
Just don't drive. How about that?
Just don't drive. Just Uber, Lyft. Come on, guys.
Don't be stupid.
Right. And now we're going to conclude with all the major cancellations coming this year.
Oh,
at least
my
the
God.
Ones, the two that stood
Life
out.
Life is just canceled in general, okay?
2020 is canceled.
Exactly. I should have just canceled my birthday.
Dude, she had a full-on birthday party. It was so good.
It was the last time we all saw each other.
Right. A bunch of people showed up, and I think she was knocked out at 11:36. But that's not the point.
That's not the point.
The point is that we had a lot of good time. We had a good time, and there was a lot of food, a lot of booze. It was great.
A lot of pizza for days.
Right. So the Met Gala is canceled.
Oh,
graduation cancellations.
Don't remind me, please.
And the Olympics
are
also canceled.
Yeah, they announced that on Friday, right? They got canceled or they got pushed?
Let's do our live research.
Pushed or canceled?
Let's figure out. But you can cover the 2020 Met Gala.
Okay, so the Met Gala. That is an event that I actually look forward to because I am a fashion school dropout and fashion's been...
Who did you go... Wait, you got to tell our listeners who you went to school with.
Lauren Conrad. The Hills. But that's not the point. So, what?
I was friends with her.
No, I was not. They actually did film an episode of her show while I was at school. But anyways, so I've always been a fashion lover, fashion appreciator, costumes, whatever. So the Met Gala is like a big event that happens on the first of the month in May in New York at the Metropolitan Museum. And it's, you know, it's just like every year the Met costume exhibit is a different theme every year. So May 1st is like the opening of the gala, so they have the gala, I don't know what it is, but
it's an event.
Yeah, it's a big event, so it brings out all your favorite celebs, musicians,
where Nicki Minaj
artists.
And Cardi B throw shoes at each
other.
Oh
my God, yeah. That was last year, right? So it just brings on the drama, you know, all this.
It brings
drama.
The most expensive and like exotic costumes.
Yes.
Ever.
So every year the costume exhibit has a theme. So celebrities and artists show up dressed up in these extravagant, avant-garde, like, you know, outfits. And it's just amazing. Like, just what everybody pulls off. Like, the year that Rihanna was dressed like a very glamorous Pope, because the theme of the costume exhibit was, what was the theme?
I don't know. It seemed like it was religious.
Yeah, it had some sort of religious thing. So she went dressed up like a very bejazzled, like, Pope, and it was cool. So anyways.
Right. And like also with all these costumes that it's amazing. Know, they show at the red carpet, they're amazing. But also the other thing, the caveat of like this event is that you're not supposed to bring any like recording devices or like you're not allowed to take pictures while you're in there.
Yeah, I mean, some celebrities do hide in.
But like generally speaking, most of the images and videos that we see online are from the red carpet and no pictures from the inside. So it's kind of exciting to kind of see like what happens when like the artists come out and like they do the red carpet part, because I know like Lady Gaga might have been last year. She had like 20 costumes under her.
Oh my
dress.
God. Yes. That bitch is amazing. I remember that.
And I think it's her birthday today. So happy birthday, Lady Gaga.
How old does she turn?
34.
What? Oh, bitch.
Yeah. Going back to Coachella, best performance ever. We've seen a lot of people perform.
And Lady Gaga yes. was amazing. She brought the club to the desert.
I love that snap.
Oh, you heard that snap? Oh shit.
Snaps for Gaga.
But
yeah, the Met Gala is an amazing event.
I'm really sad that it's not happening this
year. But
you know what?
I know. And like talking about the Olympics, so what I'm hearing here from NBC News or reading is that it's going to be postponed and probably held by the summer of 2021. So
probably.
Yeah, probably. It's not even guaranteed. Wow. So that's crazy. And then graduation cancellations. I mean, dude, graduation's canceled. For a lot of people, it's a really big deal to get canceled. For first generation students, like people that never had anyone in their family graduate from a university or college, like this is a really big deal. Because I saw an article about it. And you know what? For those first generation college students that are about to graduate, congrats. And you probably will have a graduation, but it's probably going to happen in December. Don't be mad about
it. In December?
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. You're like, no, it's not the same.
That's crazy.
But I mean, if you guys have ever attended a summer graduation in LA, it's not cute. Like, you're first of all sweating. Everyone's fanning with their invitation or whatever they have. Their
hand
agenda.
Fans.
Yeah, and it's everyone. Their little, I was going to say WeHo fans.
What are you talking about? Wow.
I'm totally going off topic because like Myra loves fans, and whenever she can find one, she's like, boop. With her fan. Yeah, but graduation cancellations. It's a big deal. Major universities have postponed, and it seems like.
Oh my God. From my understanding,
some graduations are going to happen via Zoom.
What? How?
I don't know how. I mean, I can't imagine. Like, what if everyone joins and it's like, and now, major of anthropology?
That's gonna take a long time. And I feel like there's gonna be a lot of connection problems and it's just not gonna work.
Right? Or someone's gonna tap into the meeting and like put some crazy stuff.
I don't know.
For those that don't know, also Zoom meetings have been hacked.
What?
And so people are putting in like numbers, because for Zoom meetings you can put, I think it's a 9-digit number, and you can enter different Zoom meetings. But the crazy thing is that you have to generate a number that actually has a meeting going on at that time that you're checking. But apparently people have been going into these meetings and like displaying porn, but there's like extra security. Yeah. There's like extra security measures now. And like, for example, at least in the Zoom sessions that I have, like you need to have a password. So like you can't do that to us. But at the end of the day that's pretty funny.
That's kind of scary.
It's not appropriate, but it's kind of funny.
And it is the internet, so people will do anything.
Right. But guys, if you've listened for these past 45 minutes, we want to thank you.
Oh, man.
And it's been really great time talking to you guys. And on our next week agendas, we want to talk about quarantine updates. Again, pop culture. We want to cover travel and vacations. And we want to introduce ASMR. Myra, what's ASMR? Give us a quick little intro to that.
ASMR. It's... I kind of discovered it on accident, but it is a very... it's a stress reliever. I watch videos on YouTube. And pretty
much... So ASMR, we're gonna, again, it's for next week's segment, but there's all these videos where you're kind of whispering in, into the mic and like doing different things. I think, for example, I think you said there's like this pickle lady who eats pickles.
Oh yeah, that was the first lady that I started watching.
So pretty much what someone does is like they whisper and they talk about their experience while eating the pickle. So like, for instance, here's my ASMR. Hello, my name is Franklin. I'm about to take a sip of this Golden Road Brewing Wolf Pub Session IPA.
Oh my god.
Listen to my drink. Did you hear that? Probably not. Anyways, that's so kind of what like an AF
mark. We'll talk about it more next time.
We're going to talk about it more next time. And like, we appreciate if you're listening to us. And thank you to Anchor, who is one of our sponsors for this segment. So thank you.
Okay.
Goodbye. Bye. Did you want to say anything else before we disconnect?
Good night, everybody. And stay safe. Stay at home. Don't go crazy.
And don't do anything I wouldn't do.
Yep. Okay, bye.
Do it all.
Bye.